Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one wanders off, doesn't stay where they should, and it can feel scary and frustrating all at once. Maybe you're at the park and they dart toward the parking lot. Maybe you're at the store and they slip away between the aisles. And in those moments, your heart races and you might think, why won't they just listen? I want you to take a deep breath with me right now because I have something wonderful to share with you. Something that might completely change how you see this challenge. Your child isn't being defiant. They're not ignoring you on purpose. What's actually happening is that their beautiful, growing brain is in the middle of learning one of the most complex skills humans ever develop, something called impulse control and executive function. And here's the thing, this skill takes years to fully develop. Not days, not weeks, but years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which studies child development very carefully, explains that when young children wander, it's usually driven by three beautiful things. First, the pure joy of running and exploring. Can you imagine how amazing it must feel to have legs that can suddenly take you anywhere? Second, they're drawn to places they love. Maybe there's a pond they find magical, or a toy aisle that sparkles with wonder. And third, sometimes they're trying to escape something that feels overwhelming to their sensitive nervous system, like a loud noise or a confusing situation. None of these reasons are about disobedience, my friend. They're about curiosity, joy, and self-regulation. They're about being a perfectly normal 3 or 4 year old whose brain is still learning how to pause, think, and choose. Research from the National Academies shows us that inhibitory control, which is the ability to stop yourself from doing something you want to do, develops significantly during the preschool years. But it's still growing. It's still forming. Your child's prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that helps with planning and self-control, won't be fully developed until they're in their 20s. So when your 3-year-old sees something interesting and runs toward it without thinking, that's not a behavior problem. That's brain development in action. Now, I know this might feel scary sometimes. Safety is so important, and I want to honor that concern. Child development experts at Nurtured First remind us that boundaries actually help children feel safe when they're exploring and learning. When we set clear, consistent limits with empathy and understanding, we're not restricting our children, we're protecting them while their self-regulation skills grow. So what can we do? How can we support our little ones while keeping them safe? First, we can watch for patterns. The CDC suggests noticing what happens right before your child wanders. Do they make a certain sound? Do they look toward the door? When we understand their signals, we can gently redirect before they take off. Second, we can create safe spaces for exploration. Children need to explore. It's how they learn about the world. So instead of saying no to all wandering, we can say yes to safe wandering. At the park, maybe there's a fenced area where they can run freely. At home, maybe there's a room where everything is safe to touch and discover. Third, we can practice safety skills together. Teaching your child to stop when you say their name or to hold your hand in parking lots, these are skills we build through gentle, patient practice. Not through punishment, but through connection and repetition. And fourth, we can validate their feelings while maintaining boundaries. You can say, "I see you want to run to that pond. It looks so sparkly and fun. And we're going to stay right here in the playground where it's safe. Let's find something sparkly here together." This honors their curiosity while keeping them safe. The Child Mind Institute beautifully explains that as kids mature socially, they need to learn how to set and respect boundaries. This is a developmental skill that unfolds over time with our patient, empathetic guidance. Now, let me tell you about a story from the magic book that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover something magical. They find an arcade where the games create beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other and work together. In the story, Leo and Mia learn that cooperation and paying attention create the most wonderful outcomes. The lights shimmer and glow when they listen, when they stay focused, when they work as a team. And this is such a perfect mirror for what we're teaching our children about boundaries and cooperation. When you read this story with your little one, you can talk about how Leo and Mia learned to pay attention and work together. You can create your own cooperation games at home, where staying in designated play areas becomes a fun adventure, not a restriction. Maybe you create a special play zone and celebrate when they remember to stay there. Maybe you practice stop and go games where they learn to pause when you call their name. The magic of stories is that they teach these lessons through wonder and connection, not through fear or shame. Your child sees Leo and Mia succeeding through cooperation, and something beautiful happens in their heart. They think, I can do that too. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child's wandering is not a reflection of your parenting. It's not a sign that something is wrong with your child. It's a sign that they have a curious, developing brain that's learning one of life's most important skills, how to balance their own desires with safety and cooperation. Research consistently shows that gentle, patient approaches that validate the child's natural curiosity while maintaining safety boundaries build both cooperation and safety awareness. When we respond with empathy rather than frustration, we're teaching our children that emotions are manageable and that they're not alone. So the next time your little one starts to wander, take a breath. Remember that their brain is learning. Get down to their level, use their name, wait for eye contact, and then gently guide them. Connection first, then direction. This is the way. You are doing such a beautiful job, my friend. Every time you pause and choose patience over frustration, every time you see your child's behavior as communication rather than defiance, every time you maintain boundaries with love, you're building the foundation for a lifetime of cooperation and safety awareness. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories that help, wisdom that supports, and love that never wavers. You can find the Harmony Arcade Adventure and so many other beautiful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each one is crafted with care to help your child learn and grow through the magic of storytelling. Sweet dreams and safe adventures, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.